Hello, it's John Gibbons for the Cup of Tea Show. I'm joined by occasional guest, past Desert Island Goals contributor, Olympic bronze medalist, and now Commonwealth champion, Jack Hunter-Spivey. Jack, thanks for coming in to see us.
Thanks for having me. I like the introduction.
It was good, though, wasn't it? I worked on that when I was at the vending machine upstairs, stuffing my face with chocolate. But there's a reason I'm not an athlete, but you are. But we're going to come on to that. But as I say, you've done Desert Island Goals before, and I spoke a little bit to Andy, but I just thought we'd have a bit more of a chat because obviously since then, you know, your career sort of moved on and also other things you're involved with as well. But just to go all the way back, Jack, if you sort of don't mind, into, you know, where your love affair with sport generally started, because, you know, I'm interested in, you know, obviously you were born with a bat in your hand like some of these Chinese lads seem to be. But you know, where did your love of sport come from, first of all?
I think my love of sport, being a Scouse lad, my Liverpool runs through my whole of my family for generations. I was born in Anfield facing the Kop. Like me, my whole life was centred around that from being born. So sport was always a big part of my life. At the age of 10, when I moved to Widnes with my family, I went to like a youth club for disabled and deprived kids. Really, we used to get a hot evening meal, me kids in a similar situation and all that sort of stuff. And they had a table tennis table. So I think for me, that first instinct of sport was obviously Liverpool and being around the football. But I was just like every other kid. I wanted to be next to Steven Gerrard. Didn't understand why I was disabled, like all the other kids around me. Because at that time with my cerebral palsy, I could still stand a little bit. I just couldn't run like the other kids. And I just thought I didn't know what was going on. Do you know what I mean? So it was just through table tennis that I've sort of understood that. So that's really where my love of sport really progressed, was that time of just seeing table tennis and seeing what I could do with it.
You mentioned there just dreaming of being the next Gerrard and realising very soon that wasn't going to happen. Was that tough? Because, I mean, all of us get our dreams crushed eventually in terms of like not being able to play for Liverpool. But for you, a very young age, and you at an age where we all should be dreaming about anything's possible, you know, that must have been hard.
Yeah, absolutely. The way I was brought up was just like I was like everyone else, and rightly so. But in the playground, I was always thinking, like, why am I walking funny? Or why do I have to wear these splints on my legs? Or why do I have to do this? And why can't I run and all that sort of stuff? So I didn't understand what was going on, if I'm honest. I just wanted to play football for Liverpool. I wanted, like every other kid in the playground, I wanted to be involved in the teams and stuff. And yeah, I think it was tough, I think, at that time, because I didn't want to use a wheelchair. My legs were killing when I started playing table tennis. I had to cling onto the table, sit down every 2 points, but I didn't want to use a wheelchair. I thought wheelchairs were for old people. That's literally what I thought what wheelchairs were. It was only going through sports and meeting a guy called Tony Edge at my first session that he sort of really taught me what it's like to be a disabled person. And for me now, it's my unique selling point. I wouldn't change it for the world if anyone asked me.